This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
I'm Bob Wischusen, sitting in for Michael K. And the guys, they'll be back in the not-too-distant future. The holidays, though, hopefully everybody's having a safe, healthy, and happy holiday. Been talking a lot of football. We've been talking about the Giants and a cornerstone, you would think, to the future of this team getting back on track. Joins us now, as he does each and every week, on the Michael K. Show, and that is Landon Collins. Landon, Bob Wischusen sitting in for the guys. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
No problem. What's up?
I said happy. I said healthy. I guess your holiday wasn't either with what happened a couple of days ago, specifically healthy. I read the article about your reaction when the doctors told you what I'm sure you probably felt almost immediately when you made that hit on Sunday, but you know, maybe for the fans that weren't in the know about what your reaction was, tell them what it's like when the doctor walks in and tells you basically your season's over.
Oh man, it's breathtaking. I feel like I just lost my heart, you know. It's indescribable, but I always say because God been trying to give me signals to sit out after I hit my ankle twice. He's like, you need to sit out, so he made me sit out this time. So,
you know, it might be small comfort though, but if there was a hit to end your season on, that was a pretty good one,
hit, right?
That was a pretty good one. I don't know if that gives you any small comfort, but that was one of those. I mean, watching on television, that was one of those whoa hits. You read that play and you came up, and boy, did you pop that ball carrier!
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll definitely go out that way.
having said all of that, though, how about where this team is at right now, knowing you'd have a different general manager, a different coach, a lot of changed faces in that locker room, wide-angle lens when you look back on where this season has gone, what are your takeaways?
My only takeaway is that the team stuck together, the guys in the organization stuck together, and we're not pointing fingers. And we're trying to stay connected as a team and trying to finish this thing out as strong as we can. At least try to come out with another win, show that we're still playing hard each and every game. And the guys are not letting up. That's what I would say.
Well, specifically with the guys on the back end of your defense. Now, you're not going anywhere, and I'm sure that Darian Thompson isn't going anywhere either. I mean, you guys never leave the field. 1,000 plays this season for Darian Thompson, who's, you know, your partner in crime back there. But there could be a shakeup at corner. And obviously that's been something that's been played out in the media, your relationship even with some of your fellow guys at corner this year. So I know everyone kind of goes through those exit interviews. This won't be an exit. It'll be an entrance interview, because when you sit down with the new general manager and the new coach, there'll be new faces. But you would be one of the first guys I would bring in, because I would want your take on what went wrong with this season. When they ask you, hey, self-scout the year, what went wrong with those guys at corner? Should we bring some of these guys back? If you're going to make a case for some of your teammates to come back, what would you tell the new coach and the new general manager?
There's only just one corner that has to establish. He needs to grow up, and we all know who that is. I would be the only person I would change out of our secondary group. Besides the other two guys, the RC and Jack Rabbit, I love those two guys. They play hard. They love what they do. But that first pick, he's a cancer.
Gotcha. Well, then you have to move on. And the other nice part, though, front of your defense, though, the front end, you've still got some guys. To me, Olivier Vernon is a guy. And sometimes the pass rusher is a guy that once he gets paid, the production dips a little bit. But when he's healthy, he still, to me, is an impact player. Snacks Harrison, impact player. I still think JPP can be an impact player. When you look, because you've got that bird's eye view from the back end looking at the front end of the defense, do you still feel like this defense can be and have enough game changers on it that you can flip the script next year?
Yeah, definitely. We can definitely flip the script next year. We have everything we need. We need our linebackers to stay healthy. That'd be the biggest thing we need, first of all. We get a healthy linebacker crew that understands the defense, and we don't keep switching in and out, and know the concepts of what we're trying to teach them, and read route concepts and stuff like that. We'd be awesome.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Subscribe to us on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think the other thing, too, about this season, this is Bob Wischusen, by the way, filling in for Michael K. on the Michael K. Show and the guys, talking to Landon Collins, standout safety for the Giants. When you look philosophically at your offense, they play a lot of hurry-up, a lot of no-huddle. Yeah. And yeah. I'm wondering, from your standpoint, what are the advantages to an offense playing hurry-up when you're looking at it from the defensive side? What advantage do you think your offense is looking to get by playing no-huddle as often as they do?
First of all, I mean, yeah, everybody knows our struggle is the offensive line, so yep. I think we have all the different guys. So I think the hurry-up is – that's the advantage of the hurry-up, getting the defensive line, getting the defense out of being situated and knowing what they want to do and getting their calls in and getting their D-line off of the count. So they're not getting a good rush or getting a good takeoff on our offensive line, and we could get the ball downfield, move the ball. So
yep, exactly right. Right. If you're the guy making calls in the secondary and you know the ball's going to be snapped with 22 on the play clock, a lot of times just getting your defense with their cleats in the ground set and being vanilla, keeping it in front of you, because you don't have time to get a lot of those exotic blitz calls in, because you don't have time to react to their formation because they're coming right up to the line and snapping the ball. So obviously, it helps the offensive line exponentially as well. But your team is number one in the NFL in three and outs. So when you take three and outs with a hurry up offense, what about the impact that has then on your defense?
You can tell. We were talking not too long ago. If you get exhausted, you can tell the first three quarters we're playing hard as we can, getting off the field, getting our offense back the ball as much as possible. But that fourth quarter, you kind of dying. You know, we need our offense to just continue moving the ball. Like, get some time of possession with the ball. It happens, you know. We just have to build from that situation and try to figure out what we need to do from an offensive perspective.
Right, because I'm sure you guys, when you self-scout, you look back at the season, you're going to say you didn't get the job done defensively. You guys had a terrible season compared to what you were last year. But I think it does bear mentioning, and we hear coaches talk about this all the time, complementary football, that how the offense plays philosophically affects how the defense plays. How the defense plays philosophically affects how the offense plays. Field position, special teams, it all factors in. So when you look back on this season, what do you think are the biggest things that have to change on both sides of the ball for you to get back to being the team you were last year, which was a playoff team?
A stronger offensive line, I would say. And then we really just need to stay healthy on defense. Because we got the guys, we did the same thing we did with the guys last year. And bring some of the guys that we have that we brought back mid-year, like Calvin Shepard. We need to keep guys like him that knows the defense, knows what we'd like to do, knows concepts, and guys that play the position, like Kenan Robinson, stuff like that. Guys like that we need. Like veteran linebackers that knows how to play the game.
Yep. I mean, I saw a difference as well in how you guys at least were able to defend the run, because when you get linebackers that don't run to darkness, that understand when they're looking at a lot of different French pastry, which you get in the NFL, guys crossing the ball, guys crossing their eyes, that they are able to stay disciplined, boy, that has to help safeties back there behind those guys in the run game, I would assume.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Well, Landon, I won't keep any longer. Obviously, a very difficult way for your season to end, difficult way for the season to go as a whole, but heal up and get ready for next year, because I'm sure you guys are going to have a whole different story to tell, as I think the Jets will, once the draft rolls around and once you start getting into OTAs and getting ready for next year.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot. That is Landon Collins joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. And your takeaways from that, and we could talk about it at 800-919-3776, 800-919-ESPN. He told you flat out, Eli Apple's got to go. Cancer. And so there is a first-round draft choice. It's going to cost them some money on the cap, but when one of your cornerstone players, and I still have to think that Landon Collins going forward, whoever the coaching staff is here, will look at this defense going forward, one of your cornerstone players comes out publicly and says, that guy's got to go, then that guy's got to go. And, that could be the first of the biggest big-name changes that the Giants make once they get their new decision-makers in place heading towards next season.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.